NFL. Need a tuxedo? Maybe not you, Sylvia. What about your pillow? Rent from Henry's Formalwear. Henry's has all sizes and styles.
You All Come is a motion picture.
It's great to know you're good for more today.
There's an office of the Beneficial Finance System near you. There are 40 of them right here in the Chicago area. It's 15 before 7 o'clock.
Live with Three Dog Night.
Shop, turn, style. Shop, turn, style.
Going to be mostly sunny and warm today and tomorrow. In fact, we even have a high looking like at 80 degrees today. Four people at a Springfield labor meeting were overcome by carbon monoxide last night. Temperatures northwest 50, southwest 52, downtown and Marina City 55 degrees at WCFL.
Super Jock! Lori Luchek at 5 o'clock from the Voice of Labor. To win more prizes more often in the last contest from Super CFL. WCFL, Larry Luchek at 5:04. WCFL, Larry Luchek, clunk letter of the day concerning the last tango in Paris at 5:30. Short. 5:09, Indy 500 got rained out again for the second day in a row. Rescheduled for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Baseball out of Wrigley Field. The Cubs win 7-1 over Houston.
You All Come is a motion rated R in color.
If you can come, stay home. First Run starts Friday at drive-ins and theaters all over Chicagoland, distributed by Gilbreth Films.
Pocket a phone,
miraculous.
And now, a message from Bristol Myers.
After all the jokes and jingles about
the world famous Tom Murphy every morning. Hey, cold again tonight. Fair and cooler with a low in the middle 40s. Tomorrow maybe some sunshine, but continued cool with a high in the mid 60s, a little bit lower near the lake. Chance of rain is only 5% tonight, 10% tomorrow. Wind is north at 12, suburbs, northwest 51 degrees, southwest 50, in downtown Arena City is 48 in Chicago, and Larry Luchek, 5:13 at WCML. Larry Luchek in the afternoon is 5:15. Larry Luchek, 5:18. Larry Luchek at 5:22.
Do you canoe?
I do.
Do you canoe with Bonnie Sue?
True.
Do you canoe?
And who do? Canoe?
Alice is overdue. Now take advantage of Canoe's introductory offer of a special 2-ounce bottle of cologne for only $3. Available at Better Drug and Department Stores for a limited time only. Canoe?
Andy, look. That man with all those kids has his hood up.
Look, Andy.
Can I help?
I don't know. Car's running terrible.
Could be a dirty car, better.
Indy 500 got rained out again today. Rescheduled for 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Baseball, Cubs beat Houston out of Wrigley Field 7-1. Larry Luchek at 5:25. The clunk letter of the day coming up next. In Chicago at 5:28, time for the Larry Luchek clunk letter of the day. Today's letter is from a young lady named Rhonda, who writes, "Dear Mr. Luchek, I used to really think you were great because you could always make me laugh and you were one of my favorite people. But last Wednesday, you gave a review of a movie that starred my very favorite person in the whole world, Marlon Brando. Needless to say, you didn't like the movie, probably because you only like flicks in which Clint Eastwood plays an unshaven degenerate. I was very angry, and I immediately wrote you a letter filled with abusive language, but I thought that was a dumb thing to do, so I revised the letter, but I will keep the ending. Take Mike Royko's column and..." Well, then she tells me what I can do with Mike Royko's column. Very unladylike language, I might add. Rhonda, if you read Mike Royko's column in the Daily News regularly, you know that he likes disc jockeys even less than he likes Marlon Brando, so he probably wouldn't want that happening to one of his columns. I don't think I'd like it much either. I can't remember exactly what I said about Last Tango in Paris. That was last week. I can't remember 10 minutes ago, let alone last week. I remember I said I wanted my money back. I remember saying that. In Mike Royko's review in the Daily News, he just said, you know, that he didn't think the acting was that great, and it was kind of a dull movie. And I just agreed with that. I've got nothing against dirty movies, but that wasn't even a good dirty movie, I didn't think. I mean, simulated sex does nothing for me. At least, now, Deep Throat wasn't that great either, but at least it was real. You know, for $4.50, I think I deserve a little realism. And besides that, it was a depressing flick. I mean, Deep Throat had its occasional moments of humor, but Last Tango in Paris is just down city all the way. And I don't like to go to movies to get depressed. I go to movies to escape reality, to... You know, like happy movies that make me feel good and I can forget for a couple of hours, you know, what a big bag of bleep the world actually is. I like happy endings. What have I seen lately that was half decent? I've seen a lot of bad ones. I see all the stiffs lately. Heartbreak Kid. Now, despite the title, that was a funny flick. I enjoyed that one. Even Clint Eastwood westerns like High Plains Drifter are kind of funny, despite all the violence. There's something kind of humorous about the way Clint goes around killing anything that moves. And they have happy endings because Clint always rides off across the desert and lives happily ever after. Of course, that's at the end, and by that time he has sent everybody else in the flick to Boot Hill. But Clint's happy. So anyway, it's just my opinion. You know, I don't expect you clowns out there to agree with everything I say. I do fully expect you to defend to the death my right to say it, however.